Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Hard Count Football Podcast. My name is Jacob Charnow, leading the next generation of football fans on the Hard Count Football YouTube channel and on Razzball. Guys, I am so excited to be back. We had a little bit of a break because I was at school. You know, I didn't really have time just to keep the podcast going, but I am home for the summer and I am so excited to be pumping out content on a weekly basis for you. And today, with the schedule release coming last week, it's time to talk about futures. Let's talk win totals because there are a lot of lines that I like. I got three teams that I think are going to go over their win totals, and I got three teams that I think are going to go under their win totals. So with that being said, let's get right into it with the teams that I think go over their win totals. First up, at 9.5 wins, over 9.5 wins, I have the New York Jets. And for anybody that thinks the Jets are going to need Aaron Rodgers to elevate their team, they will be sadly mistaken. I've seen a lot of hate coming towards this Aaron Rodgers trade for the Jets, and I just don't understand it. Even though I am a Jets fan, I don't understand the Aaron Rodgers hate. Yes, he's coming off not his best season, but yeah, he's 39. He's turning 40, but nonetheless, he's still Aaron Rodgers. You know, it doesn't change the fact that he's still Aaron Rodgers. He was playing with a broken finger last season. And as a quarterback, I mean, it's pretty hard to play professional football with a broken finger. But like I said, for anybody who thinks that Aaron Rodgers is going to need to throw for 4,500 yards and 30 touchdowns, they're mistaken. The Jets are going to keep their game plan. They're going to keep their offensive plan, and they're going to run the football down the throats of their opponents. There's no doubt in my mind with Breece Hall coming back, even if Breece isn't 100% healthy coming off that ACL for the first couple weeks of the season, they just drafted Israel Abanikanda from Pitt. I think he's going to come in and have a really solid role and get a lot more snaps than people are expecting him to get. But they also have Zonovan Bam Knight, who undrafted free agent kind of showed out for a part of last season. And then, of course, Michael Carter, who didn't have the best season last year, but I think he bounces back. Additionally, the offensive line is completely different. They're getting healthier. They have Mekhi Becton coming back. And even if Mekhi isn't 100% healthy, they did re-sign Dwayne Brown, so they have that depth. They're going to be getting Max Mitchell back, Elijah Vera Tucker. They just drafted Joe Tippmann, the center out of Wisconsin, in the second round. So I really like what the Jets are doing up front. The Jets are going to continue to run the football. They're going to stick to their game plan. And all of the throws last year that Zach Wilson missed when they did throw the ball, all of those are going to be completed. They're going to have a more dynamic passing game than they could in years past because they arguably have the best quarterback in their franchise history now. They have all the weapons with Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard, Corey Davis. This team is ready to go, not to mention their elite defense. Rodgers played hurt all of last year, and this is probably the most complete team he's had probably in his whole career, I would say. So I love the Jets to go over 9.5 wins. Their schedule it's tough, but they have a lot of winnable games in there, and good teams beat good teams. So I think the Jets get over that win total at 9.5. The second team that I love to go over their win total is the Philadelphia Eagles over 10.5 wins. The only position that the Eagles really got worse in from last year was at safety, losing CJ Gardner-Johnson, but they had a very impressive draft. They got Jalen Carter. They got Nolan Smith in the first round. And they got Sidney Brown in the third or fourth round out of Illinois, who I think, as a safety, has immediate starting potential for this defense. They should see guys like Jordan Davis take another step up. Jordan Davis, I would say, was disappointing for where they drafted him last year. But in his sophomore season, I think he finally breaks out of his shell. They also, an underrated signing, Olamide Zaccheaus, was with the Falcons last year. That kind of gives the Eagles that third guy that because they have A.J. Brown, they have Devontae Smith. They never really had that third guy in the offense. Now they have Zaccheaus, who should play that role. Not to mention Dallas Goedert. Jalen Hurts just got paid. This offense is ready to go. They lost Miles Sanders, but they picked up Rashad Penny. If he's healthy, always effective. And they still have Kenny Gainwell, who I know that coaching staff believes in. they're a high-powered offense. They're going to continue to score points. I don't think they take too much of a step back. I don't think that Super Bowl hangover really hits the Eagles. I understand, you know, they lost both coordinators. They lost Shane Steichen. They lost Jonathan Gannon, both to head coaching jobs. But they're going to be this offense won't take a step back. They're going to bank on the defense, really. It's up to the defense whether they're going to be as good. I would say they're weaker at safety and at linebacker. I don't think either of those are really going to make a difference, though. So I think this team, with their schedule, with the division they're in, I think that they exceed that 10.5 win mark. And I love the Eagles this year. They were my favorite bet last year to go over the win total. And I think they're one of my favorites to go over the win total this year once again. The third team that I have going over their win total is the Denver Broncos. Their win total is set at 8.5 wins. And this is kind of this is a perfect line for the Broncos. And it's going to come down to what Sean Payton does with this team, what he can do with Russell Wilson. I love the Sean Payton hire. I mean, it's a home run. I don't think there's anybody that doesn't like it. But I like it because I think that he can fix Russ. I don't think Russell Wilson is cooked quite yet. Payton's going to do wonders for this team. Russ is going to look more this year like he did in Seattle versus last year. I mean, he was terrible last year. This Broncos team was arguably the most disappointing team of the entire 2022 season. They have good weapons. It doesn't seem like Courtland Sutton or Jerry Jeudy are going to be going anywhere. Sean Payton wants to take this team, take this roster, and really help them exceed their talent level. And he can do that with, you know, we'll see what Javonte Williams looks like when he comes back. If he plays, if he looks any sort of the same, but if he does, I mean, Williams was having, he was on pace for some sort of breakout. So hopefully he can bounce back. But I do like the Denver Broncos over 8.5 wins. Sean Payton will make this defense finally live up to their potential. Also, they have all the talent. The talent is there, but they never really got to the point that they should have gotten to. I think that changes with Sean Payton. So those are the three teams that I think go over the win totals, the Jets, the Eagles, and the Broncos. And now let's talk about the teams that will go under their win totals. I am very confident in these picks. I think I like my unders more than I like my overs. The first team I think goes under their win total is the Las Vegas Raiders. Their line is set at 7.5. The Raiders aren't any better than last year. I mean, let's just break this team down piece by piece. They still have Josh McDaniels coaching, which I think is the single biggest blunder on their team. I think that's the single worst decision they made the entire offseason. Jimmy G is a significant downgrade from Derek Carr, in my opinion. I don't care about the system. I don't care about any of it. I don't care how you look at it. Jimmy G is a downgrade. He's going to play less games. Their backup QB is Brian Hoyer. There's no chance Jimmy Garoppolo plays 17 games this year. There is zero shot that he does. If he does, I would be shocked. And even if he plays all 17 games, I do not think this Raiders team wins more than 7.5 games. I don't. Because they lost Darren Waller. The only piece that they still have is Davante Adams. Josh Jacobs, there's no shot that he leads the league in rushing again. This is just, they're a worse team than they were. Sure, they got Tyree Wilson, but he's a project. And this defense, they didn't get better in the secondary. They didn't get better at the worst spot. Why do you think Derek Carr had to come in and score 30, 35 points a game? And this team still barely won games. It was because this defense was terrible. They really didn't improve there at all. So is Jimmy G going to be able to score 35 points a game when their defense is also giving up 30, 35 points a game? No, he won't be able to, because he's not going to be able to put the team on his back in the passing game like they've expected him, like he didn't have to do with San Francisco. It's a completely different system for him. And I understand that Josh McDaniels is coming from New England and there's familiarity there. I don't care. I don't think the Raiders win 7 games. They're going to have to play the Broncos twice a year, the Chiefs twice a year, and the Chargers twice a year. I think that the only team they may be split with is going to be the Broncos, but this is not the Raiders' year. This is a rebuild year, and they and then they come back next year, probably draft a quarterback and start this rebuild over again. I don't think Josh McDaniels has the coaching ability to make it to the playoffs. with this Raiders team, especially this year. I don't think so. The second team that I think goes under their win total is the Tennessee Titans. Their line is low. Their line is at 7.5 as well, but I think that's high for them. This Titans team is in a rebuild. They didn't do anything during the offseason to really prove that they're trying to win now. We know they're shopping Derrick Henry, or there were reports that they were shopping Derrick Henry. They really didn't add any veteran presence on either side of the ball. Ryan Tannehill is on his way out. They drafted Will Levis, and they just didn't get any better from last year. That's really it. They weren't good last year. They didn't get any better. Their defense is terrible. They kind of remind me of last year's Carolina Panthers. I think that was a very accurate comparison for them. Because look at the Panthers team last year. You know, they're in a not great division, and they're going to be sellers at the trade deadline, and all of a sudden they're going to be in a full rebuild looking at next year. And I think that's where the Titans are at. I think Derrick Henry probably ends up getting moved to midseason, kind of like Christian McCaffrey did last year. But the quarterback play isn't there. We've seen Ryan Tannehill kind of on a decline in the last couple of years. Treylon Burks is what it is. He's not a wide receiver one. He is what he is. And yeah, they really didn't get any better. They got a left tackle in the draft. Congratulations. Even more proof that they're starting their rebuild in the trenches. But yeah, the Titans, I think they go under 7.5 wins this season. And the final team that I think goes under their win total is the Atlanta Falcons. And I actually don't hate the Falcons this year. I think that they are getting better and they are getting more talented. But despite being in a bad division, despite having an easy schedule, it doesn't matter when the quarterback play isn't there. And they're going into this season with Desmond Ridder as QB1. I don't hate Desmond Ridder. I think he's talented. I liked him coming out of the draft last year out of Cincinnati. But he's not a top tier quarterback. And even with Bijan Robinson, even with Kyle Pitts, even with Drake London coming into his sophomore year now, I don't think this team's going to be any good. Ridder's not a top tier quarterback. This is another rebuilding team with a high win total that you can get good value at. 8 wins is a lot of wins. And I think it feels like a bit too many for this Falcons team. I think they have to play the Saints twice. I think the Saints easily win this division. The Panthers are going to be competitive, a lot more competitive than people are expecting. The only place where I like Atlanta is their weapons. Their offensive line still isn't great. And by not great, they're not good. And their defense is still going to give up a ton of points despite having an okay secondary with AJ Terrell. They had an opportunity to get better in the draft, and instead they took a running back on a team that's rebuilding. I don't love it because they had a lot of other holes that they could have filled, but yeah, easy schedule, whatever it is. 8 wins feels like way too many for this Falcons team. I think they end up winning 5 or 6 games. But yeah, so those are 3 teams that I think go over their win total: Jets, Eagles, Broncos, and 3 teams that I think go under their win total in the Raiders, Titans, and Falcons. This is going to be a shorter episode of the podcast today. But I appreciate everyone for watching. Be sure to go follow me on Twitter at Jacob Charnow right there. And on Instagram at Hard Count Football. Subscribe to the Hard Count Football YouTube channel, as well as checking out Razzball Fantasy everywhere for some of the best fantasy content you can get. I appreciate everybody watching, and I'll see you all next time.